I'm News Director Chantel Grove, and as we start a new week, we also like to take a few minutes and look back at what's transpired over the past week. As part of our Sunday Week in Review series, we're going to be taking a look at the top headlines over the past 7 days. There was no shortage of news stories coming out of the entire listening area, including authorities catching an attempted murder suspect near Sudan, and during that manhunt, uncovering a marijuana grow operation at the home of the mayor of Jamaica. Authorities were also called to the scene of a shooting near Lakeview in which it appears the victim was targeted, and the arrest of two burglars, one responsible for more than an estimated 50 cases across the state, and the other for several cases in Sac County. On Thursday afternoon, Greene County law enforcement and the Iowa State Patrol located and arrested 18-year-old Rodney Halterman at a rural residence northeast of Sudan. Halterman was being sought as the primary suspect in a January 12th Ames shooting, in which it's reported he missed his intended target and shot 19-year-old Aisha Jabbar of Ames in the chest. Jabbar was treated and released from an Ames hospital. During the hunt for Halterman, authorities searched a Jamaica home belonging to the mayor and her husband, LaDonna and Randy Kennedy. Though Halterman was not found in the residence, 18 live marijuana plants and 9 packages of drugs were. The couple was arrested and booked into the Guthrie County Jail on charges of manufacturing with intent to deliver, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, knowingly keeping a dwelling for possessing or selling controlled substances, and possession of a controlled substance. They were released on their own recognizance after appearing before the magistrate Thursday. A 55-year-old Lakeview man, Richard Vosberg, was the victim of a shooting on Wednesday. An unknown assailant arrived at his home east of Lakeview at about 12:30 a.m. and shot Vosberg in the shoulder. The incident remains under investigation by the Sac County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, but it is believed that Vosberg was targeted and there's no danger to the general public. No arrests have yet been reported, and anyone with information about the shooting is asked to contact the Sac County Sheriff's Office at 712-662-7127. Shortly after break-ins at Templeton and Nedetum restaurant bars on Wednesday night, authorities apprehended a man believed to be involved in those two incidents, as well as 50 or more burglaries that have occurred across the state. The suspect was even caught on video during burglaries in Jamaica in Guthrie County on October 5th. The case has been turned over to state authorities, and more details are expected as the investigation continues. And Lakeview police arrested a 19-year-old Wall Lake man after search warrants were executed at two residences in Wall Lake. During the search, they uncovered items reported stolen on January 10th, as well as items from other burglary reports. Jacob Allen Lindner is charged with third-degree burglary and 2 counts of second-degree theft and was held on a $15,000 cash-only bond at the Sac County Jail. That's a look at just some of the headlines from last week. Stay tuned in the next hour when I'll bring you an update on other things that happened in Carroll and around our listening area. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.